Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your amazing love, faith, and powerful word, Father God, that is new every morning, Lord. And your word just keeps us sustained and keeps us in your amazing love and protection and provision and puts us one step ahead of the evil one, Father God. He comes to steal this word, but we stand on your words. And so we are kept in perfect peace because of your great love, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful psalm and this emphasis on your great love and faith and power that we find in Psalm 119, Lord. Bless it to our bodies and bless this day for your will, your kingdom come, Lord. Thank you. We can partake of eternity and not can. We are partaking of it through your eternal word, Father God, that's bringing us your eternal qualities and goodness, peace and protection. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 119 from verse 89 to 96 from the TPT. Standing firm in the heavens and fastened to eternity is the word of God. Your faithfulness flows from one generation to the next. All that you created sits firmly in place to testify of you. By your decree, everything stands at attention, for all that you have made serves you. Because your words are my deepest delight, I didn't give up when all else was lost. I can never forget the profound revelations you've taught me, for they have kept me alive more than once. Lord, I'm all yours, and you are my Savior. I've sought to live my life pleasing you. Even though evil men wait in ambush to kill me, I will set my heart before you to understand more of your ways. I've learned that there's nothing perfect in this imperfect world except your words, for they bring such fantastic freedom into my life.
Hallelujah. Yuch, it's so beautiful, eh? And it's just so wonderful to perceive, you know, God called us, he called us out of darkness to know him. And in knowing him, we find ourselves. And in knowing him, we find the eternal word that he has spoken concerning us. That's why Jesus says, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And you see, your name is found in the name above all names, in Christ Jesus, the author and perfecter of the very idea of mankind, it's all found in Jesus. And we've come home to that now. And so now he wakens us morning by morning. We receive the implanted word which saves our soul and keeps us developing on schedule. It gives us the high calling. And as we have got hearts that appreciate and love his leading, we bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold, thinking of the seed and the sower. Why? Because we understand his word is precious. We're rejoicing in his leading. We're rejoicing in his understanding. And not just in the morning, but also we hold fast to it because the devil comes to steal, to try take away this faith, this goodness, this leading, this peace, the beautiful presence of God, the kingdom coming as a reality to us that needs to then come as a reality into the world. But we stand fast and bear fruit, and we don't allow the cares of this world, the deception of pride and riches and power. We stay in the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of revelation, the power of eternal life, knowing the Father and Son. This is where our strength is, and this is where peace comes from, and this is where the presence of God is experienced and released into the atmosphere this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.